KXRN LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM
on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying listening audiences that any opinions expressed on our shows are not representative of Laguna Radio, Inc., its management, or its board of directors.
KXRN.
Good morning, good morning. You're listening to KXFM 104.7. Used to be 93.5, but we have moved up, and we are so glad to be here with you. I've got my lovely daughter, Maria Nahani Arthur, here.
Hello.
And I am Dr. Gary Arthur. So good to be with you here. We are out here to help this radio station thrive and flourish.
Yes.
And we're trying to raise some money for them, too, to, you know, help keep things going. You know, it's been a hard time, and it's challenging to go out and hear music these days. Like, we used to go to the Sandpiper on Thursday nights and the Cliffs on Friday nights and maybe Mozambique on Sunday nights, and but we can listen to KXFM.
Yes, we can.
104.7.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we're doing today. We are raising money for this amazing local nonprofit. We're so stoked to be here. Thank you so much, KXFM, for having us. We're so happy to be here.
Hey, how in the world would someone actually raise money? I mean, how would they donate?
Good question. So there's, well, one really fun way you can donate is you can call in to 949-715-5936, and you'll get a shout out if you call in during our show this morning. And then also you can go to kxfmradio.org and click the banner on the top of the page that says KX Takeover, and you can donate there.
What's great about this station, I've got to say, it's a nonprofit, and this nonprofit also gives a platform for other local businesses and nonprofits to have a voice and to be a positive influence in our town.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's awesome. We are just honored to be here. So we're coming from Health and Balance, and what we wanted to do today during our time on the air is share with you guys some healthy holiday tips and then share some good music. So it's going to be really fun. We want to give you, just some fun tips to keep yourself healthy and balanced throughout the holiday season and keep going strong.
We're here to pump you up.
Yes, we are. We're here to be some good medicine for you. And also, I am just very excited because I just released my first single called Golden Hour, and we're going to hear it today during our hour, so that's kind of a dream come true for me to be on the radio for the first time, so I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. It's going to be good.
You know, the other place I love to go hear music is at the Sawdust Festival. I mean, that was kind of our hangout in the summertime and even the winter festival, too, and there was one song that World Anthem would always call me up for, usually last song of the night or something, and it's Three Little Birds by Bob Marley. And DJ, play that song for me. Let's pump everybody up. Don't worry about it.
Thank you.
All right, we're back. That was such a good song.
Don't worry about a thing.
Hit.
All right, let's have some fun.
Let's have some fun.
The holidays are right here ahead of us. A lot of us have been doing these cleanses and detoxes and burning some extra pounds off our bodies and cleaning our bodies. You know, there's a natural tendency during the holidays to, you know, be a little bit more engaging with food and beverage and and friends' houses and parties and num-nums. And, you know, that's why we call the business health and balance. You got to keep it all in balance. It's like a scale on each side. You don't want to go too far one way or too far the other way, the way I see it.
Yep. So these tips are all about keeping your holidays in balance and how to stay healthy and well through them. So number one tip, Dr. Gary, what would you say?
I would say decrease your stress. Balance your stress. I mean, goodness gracious, this has been the most stressful election time in the history of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in 1954, never seen any more stressful scenario than we've gone through. And I think, you know, what are the things that help me to balance stress? You know, listening to music,
mm-hmm.
being with my family and friends.
Yep.
Getting massage, getting adjusted, exercising, writing music, playing music, organizing my world, my house, cleaning stuff. I mean, things that kind of get me out of my head, especially if it's filled with stress. And you know, just thinking about what am I most thankful for, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What am I most looking forward to today? What am I most excited about in my life? Asking your friends, hey, what's the most enjoyable thing going on in your life these days?
Mm-hmm.
You know, ask yourself empowering questions. You think about how a computer works. Whatever you type in to search, that's what the computer is going to search. So if we're in our mind thinking, you know, what's wrong? What's bothering me? Why do I feel like this? You know, then we're going to search that. We're going to come up with all these different things that aren't perfect, aren't the way that we want them in our life. And as a result, you know, where's that going to take us? Where's that going to take our mood, our joy? And I don't want to go there.
Mm-hmm. You know? I like that. My dad used to always say growing up, tune your radio in your mind to where you want to be. And that's kind of a cool metaphor for today, being on the radio and everything. It's like, all right, let's tune our radio station in our minds to the positive things, to the things we're grateful for, to the things that bring us joy. And so that's a really important thing, I think, through the holiday season, and especially just at the end of a really crazy year for the whole world, for us to really take some time to get into some reflection and solitude, to breathe deeply, to journal, to do whatever really helps us to decrease stress, or go on a beach walk, be with your loved ones, and do the things that you really love. And, you know, even the holidays, some of us will be with some of our family members. And sometimes you need to have those, you know, conversations of reconciliation and making things right between you and your family members. If there's been any tension there, that's always something that can come up at the holiday season. So we just encourage you to, you know, do the things that you know bring you life, bring you centeredness, bring you balance, keep your stress levels down. And I think gratitude really is at the heart of that all.
Attitude of gratitude. You know, I mean, what if we were all to take 3 minutes and in 3 minutes write down the people that we really love?
Mm-hmm. I love that. That's a good one. Yes, meditating on
that. And then maybe
we
reach out to them and tell them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes. I think sharing love is one of the most important things for a healthy life. As you give that good medicine, then you receive that good medicine back. So share love and keep your stress levels down.
Yeah, find your joy. Mm-hmm. What is it that you love to do, and who could you reach out to and encourage with a word of hope?
Yep. So that's our number one tip. We want to bring it back around to our purpose here today, to raise money for KXFM Radio. So we encourage you to call in at 949-715-4255. 5936. And you can also go online to donate at kxfmradio.org. We are just raising money for this amazing nonprofit here and supporting them. So our next song is going to be actually my new single release called Golden Hour. And we're talking about stress relief. And I feel like this song is just a really good one to remember how to just enjoy the simple moments of life. Golden Hour is one of my favorite times of day, you know, right when the sun is going down and the whole hill turns golden and everything just has that golden hue to it. That's what I wrote this song about. It's my favorite time of day, and you can just let your hair down and enjoy. So I'm super stoked. I want to give a shout out to Chris Lazat. He has been producing my whole album with me. He is so amazing. I'm so, so thankful for him and his time and everything he's put into my life. And yeah, we've been working for a couple years on this album, and it's just about to be released. But I pre-released this single called Golden Hour, and it just came out a couple weeks ago. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you. right, we are back. I hope you enjoyed it.
And we're doing more holiday health tips to keep your health in balance and also to raise money for KXFM Radio. You can go there, kxfmradio.org, and click the banner on the top of the page. It says KX Takeover. We're just trying to keep everything afloat and give a platform for the other local businesses and nonprofits to make a positive difference in this town.
And if you enjoyed my song, Golden Hour, you can find me on Spotify. It's under Maria Nahani. So you can see my music there. More music coming out soon. In the next couple weeks, I'm releasing another single. And then I'll be releasing my album in December.
Is your name spelled differently than Maria?
It is. It's M-O-R-E-A.
Oh, like the island, but with one less O.
There you go. That's how you named me.
You know, I did that because I didn't want kids to say, moo. Right?
Yeah,
kids could make fun of you.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Thank you for protecting me from that.
All right. So the second health and balance tip we have is to increase your sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Lee, who I think is just, he's my favorite acupuncturist. I've probably referred him a couple thousand people and probably had a number of hundreds of treatments with him. He's just a kind, wonderful man. And he and his wife, Dr. Lily, he taught me that in Chinese medicine, they say that every hour of sleep before 12 o'clock is worth 2 hours of sleep after 12. And even decreasing our sleep, on one night, only getting, less than what's required for your body can really set your body back. Our son, Raya, listened to a podcast, and they were talking about the detrimental effects to our health and how much it ages us and puts fat on us and drops our immune system if we don't get our sleep, just even with one night of bad sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to get, 7 to 8 hours is vital. That's when your parasympathetic nervous system comes on. And the parasympathetic nervous system is the healing system. It's where everything takes a chill pill and gets fed and relaxed. And you just get your body's ability to heal. That's when that healing power turns on. When we wake up, the sympathetic nervous system comes on. That's when the adrenals start to kick in, the cortisol levels start to rise to a healthy level, and we're able to have the energy to go through our day and be difference makers and in this world. And then that cortisol level starts to drop in the evening, the melatonin level starts to come up, and then that comes in the whole parasympathetic, and we get out of fight or flight response and into the healing time.
Mm-hmm. And a couple things about getting good sleep. You want to have a dark room as much as you can. Your body goes into deeper sleep when there's not light in there. And then also you want to be not having a bunch of EMF stress. So turn your cell phone on airplane mode, turn your computers off, and make sure that your body isn't being bombarded by EMF stress there. Yeah. So that will help you get a good sleep.
No clock radios next to the head of your bed. Put your phone on the other end of the room, mm-hmm. and not away, not close to you.
Mm-hmm.
There was one study that showed they were doing sleep studies, and they were watching people's brain waves as they were going deep into the REM sleep. And they found if they even just took a little pin light and shined it on someone's toe, the photoreceptors in the body actually pulled them out of the deep sleep and right up to where they are almost waking up just by stimulating light on their toe. So,
wow.
Yeah, light in your room is definitely not good.
Mm-hmm. And then the next tip that we have for you is to stay hydrated. So, again, these are our healthy holiday tips. And one thing you can do is just stay hydrated. It's so simple, but this helps to cleanse the body of toxins and germs. You want to just stay hydrated. If you're having a couple glasses of wine at Thanksgiving, you want to always have a glass of water in between every glass.
Or, maybe not in between every glass, but maybe start out with water. One of our friends, Jen, she always talked about hydrate before you libate. So have a glass of water before you're going to have any other beverages that may contain, alcohol or may contain even, sugar or carbs. You mm-hmm. just want to keep it diluted. And one of the things that I read was that the human adult kidney can usually only process approximately 4 hours every 20 to 30, sorry, 4 ounces every 20 to 30 minutes of water. So if you sit down and you drink a 12-ounce or a 16-ounce glass of water, you're basically going to be peeing out 8 ounces of water if you had a 12-ounce glass, because only 4 ounces can really be absorbed. So having smaller amounts of water throughout the day, some of my patients will actually set their timer for every half hour and drink a half a cup of water every half hour. So then they're not having to get up and pee all the time just to stay hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
Another, I had a patient who was on, she was an actress, and I think it was in Living Color. It was an old, it was a really cool show. But she said when she was a young actress, she went to the makeup woman, and she was a senior, and she said, "Honey, you have such beautiful skin." She goes, "Oh, well, thank you so much." And she said, "Honey, you want to keep that looking good?" She says, "Well, yes, I do." She goes, "Well, then you tell me, what's the difference between a raisin and a grape?" And you remember what she said?
Water.
That's the only difference between mm-hmm. a raisin and a grape. So she said, "Honey, do you want to look more like a raisin or a grape?"
I'll choose a grape.
Yeah.
Yes. And then there also is the just measurement of drinking half of your body weight in ounces of water a day. That's a good way to measure how much you should be drinking for your body size.
Exactly.
So stay hydrated, stay healthy, and keep balanced. So our next song is going to be by Josh Garrels. He's one of our family favorites. He's an amazing artist. And, you know, this song, I think, is really good to give us hope and perspective. You know, in the midst of a lot going on around us, we need to remember to just keep our head up. You know, we don't understand everything, and sometimes life is really challenging and can be hard and can bring us down. But I think we got to remember to keep our eyes looking up and to just be positive through it all. So before we get to the song, though, we just want to remind you that we would love to have you call in. That would be a really fun way for you to engage with us during this hour.
We can take your call on
exactly.
the phone.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So the number is 949-715-5936. You can call in, donate, be a part of helping us support KXFM Radio here in Laguna. And we'd love to have you
ask
join.
Ask any questions that you want to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So let's get to our song called Farther Along.
Farther along, yeah, know all about it. Farther along, yeah, understand why. So cheer up, my brothers, live in the sun. Cause he loves them both. We're all castaways in need of rope, hanging on by the last threads of our hope. In a house, a mirror full of smoke, confusing illusions I've seen. But where did I go wrong? I sang along to every chorus of the song that the devil wrote, like a piper at the gate, leading my cement down to their fate. Some will courageously escape the seductive voice with the heart of faith. Well, walk the line back home. There's so much more to life than we've been told. It's full of beauty there. Still I get heartbreaks on every side, between the rock and the compromise, like truth in a pack of lies fighting for my soul. I got no place left to go, cause I got changed by what I've been shown. There's more glory than the world has known. It keeps me rambling on and skipping like a cat from his stall. I'm free to love once and for all, and even when I fall, I get back up for the joy that overflows my cup. Heaven filled me with more than enough. Broke down my levees and my bluffs. Let the flood wash me. And one day when the sky rolls back on us, some rejoice and the others fuss. Cause every knee must bow and tongue confess. The Son of God, He's forever blessed. His is the kingdom and we're the guests. So put your voice up to the test. Sing, Lord, come soon. Oh,
you notice how he said in that song, Joss Girl said, live in the sunshine?
I love that part. He says, cheer up, my brothers, live in the sunshine. We'll understand this by and by.
Yeah.
That's such a good word.
Farther along, you know, a lot of times we just don't understand why we're in such a challenging time, challenging situation. I know we're promised to have trials and tribulations in this world, but if we can just, again, focus on the good, give thanks and praises, and you know, be difference makers. I think that's the bottom line. And getting out in the sun, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, especially here where we live.
Yes.
I mean, this is one of the most unpolluted places in America because of all that good, fresh ocean breeze that comes at us, and we can get out and get the sunshine.
Mm.
If we get about 15 minutes a day of natural sunlight, it helps to stimulate the vitamin D production and keeps us healthy.
I love that. That's such a good health tip. Who doesn't want to just get out and enjoy the sun? I mean, I want to do that, and it's really good for you. I love that. And we're lucky that, you know, even around the holiday time here, we have pretty much the sun all year round. But
yep,
we enjoy it.
Hey, what else? How about getting regular exercise?
Mm-hmm. That's a huge tip to keep yourself healthy through the holidays. What do you like to do? What's your favorite exercise? Do the things that you really love, that you enjoy. But it's so important to exercise. It helps to pump the lymphatic and the blood system, which is moving those antibodies to areas of the body where the bugs can tend to live. So we need to get our circulation continuing to move.
Get our heart beating and get those endorphins releasing, which is a mood enhancer. You start feeling better after you've exercised. And even if it's just, you just take a short little walk around the block, or, you know, a couple jumping jacks, or some squats, or, you know, something,
mm-hmm.
somewhere, somehow. A lot of times I tell my patients who sit a lot, you know, just set your timer for every 60 minutes and get up and just move around for 2 minutes. Do some side bends, some twists, some touch the floor, you know, grab a doorknob and lean back into, you know, grab a doorknob on each side of the door, open the door up, grab the doorknob, and then lean down, bring your butt down close to the floor like a catcher position in baseball, and stretch your back out. You know, just keep your body moving.
They do say, there's a lot of research out there that says that sitting is the new smoking. So sitting for 6 to 8 hours a day, which a lot of us do with our jobs, is so, so detrimental to our bodies. And so they say, you know, make sure you're getting up and moving at least every hour. And sometimes people think, you know, it's okay, I got my 1 hour of exercise in, so I'm good to sit the rest of the day. But really, they found that even that doesn't offset the negative effects of sitting. So you got to keep yourself moving. You got to get up every hour, get some stretches and some movements in, some small walks. That is so important.
Where there's movement, there's life. Mm-hmm. And we want to be alive for a long time and be active and enjoy a great quality of life. It's important that we move. And if you think about, if you want to move from where you are, you got to move. You got to get moving and make something happen, you know. So chart something out that isn't too strenuous. You know, a lot of times these New Year's resolutions that everybody makes, you know, it's really about just right here, right now. Hmm. And let's go for a walk. Let's do something. That's what I love about, you know, the career we chose, you know, as chiropractic doctors and naturopaths. It's all about movement. They actually found that if a joint isn't moving very much like it's supposed to, it starts to degenerate. And that's one of the things that creates degenerative arthritis in our bodies, our joints, our spines. It's a lot of times it's a lack of movement that causes that calcification into the scar tissue, and now we've got degenerative arthritis, which is painful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, I love everything that you're saying, Dr. G, because you have so many years of experience as a doctor, 34 years mm-hmm. in this town, which is so amazing. So I just encourage you guys to call in and ask some questions. Dr. Gary has some fun answers for you and some informative stuff. So call in to 949-715-5936 to KXFM Radio and join us, ask some health tips, help us donate and support KXFM Radio. We're here today to, just support this amazing local nonprofit.
You know, one of the songs I really would love to hear?
Before we go to that, we have one more tip.
Satisfied and Tickled Too.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to do that.
All right.
After this tip. So our next one is to balance your blood sugar. So throughout the holidays, you know, there's a lot of tasty treats, a lot of desserts, and it is just very easy to just really enjoy those. But what we have to make sure of is that we keep our blood sugar levels balanced and level. It's really tough on our bodies when we allow our blood sugar to spike and then crash. So this can happen when we eat sugar, but there
it
are things...
our body to put on fat,
mm-hmm.
it decreases the immune system response, blood sugar drops, inflammation goes up, pain goes up. So it's like you usually look at your meal and you go, okay, where are my carbohydrates? Where are my sweets coming from?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, say, okay, look, if I'm going to try some dessert, then I can't be having potatoes and a bunch of wine and chips and everything beforehand because I'm going to go so far into the high blood sugar zone that my body's going to do all those detrimental things we just talked about.
Mm-hmm. So you got to make sure you, if you're going to have dessert, that you have a good source of protein in your meal beforehand. Also stay away from those refined sugars and go more to healthier forms of sweetener, such as honey, molasses, coconut sugar, sucanat, stevia, monk fruit extract. Those are some really good natural sweeteners that you can use that don't spike your blood sugar as much. So keep that blood sugar balanced.
And a study came out and said stevia, just if you're trying to get pregnant, it's probably not a good thing to be having. It's been used in some cultures as a birth control.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's good to know. Mm-hmm. So stay away from it if you're looking to get pregnant. So yes, those are a few more of our healthy holiday tips. So what was the song you wanted to hear?
Now, sugar, I'm satisfied.
Hey.
Tickled too. Baby, just to know that I'm in love with you. Come on, let's hear it.
Let me hear
Taj himself. Baby, now I'm satisfied. Tickled too. Baby, just to know that I'm in love with you. Baby, I'm satisfied and I'm tickled too. Baby, just to know that I'm in love with you. Baby, now, sugar, I've been. Yeah.
coming back home now, baby, with a pocket full of tin. Hear my money jingling. Sugar, I'm going downtown with my hat caved in. I'm coming back home to you, darling, with a pocket full of tin. Oh, money done changed. Around my chicken shack as much as you used to, rooster. Well, the little red hen said to the little red rooster, rooster, you don't come around my chicken shack as much as you used to, rooster.
Satisfied and tickled too, baby, just to know that I'm in love with you. Who's your lover?
That was good. So, you guys, we are having so much fun. We are just, the hour is quickly sweeping by, but this has just been so much fun to be here.
You know what they say, the simple-minded are simply amused, and maybe we're a little simple-minded because we are having fun. We're amused.
Yeah, we're super amused. I hope you guys are amused. and enjoying this time with us. So we just want to remind you that we are here supporting KXFM Radio, and we're so stoked to just be able to band together and support a local nonprofit. They just do such wonderful work, providing us with tunes all day long. I love it. So you guys can call in, which would be the most fun, because then we can hear your voice. 949-715-5936. You can also donate online at kxfmradio.org. Click the banner at the top of the page that says KX Takeover, and you can support them there.
All right, we were talking about exercising last time.
Yeah, we're talking about healthy holiday tips. We're talking about how to keep yourself healthy and well throughout this holiday season. And we want to talk about some body work. How can we help keep our bodies healthy? And why is body work so important, Dr. Gary?
We just talked about movement, and that's movement that we can do for ourselves. And also, I remember a patient came in one time, and we were talking about being able to adjust ourselves. She goes, you know, sometimes when I'm doing stretches, I'll hear things pop and feel. I said, yeah, that's the body's natural ability to keep joints healthy is when they're moving. And I said, you know, I would love to be able to teach people how to adjust themselves. She goes, yeah, that'd be great. You'd probably have a line around the block every time. You could just see someone one time every day, see someone one time, teach them how to do it for themselves. And that'd be it. And you have a line around the block every day. I said, I'd love to be able to do that. I said, you know, I wonder why we're not able to do all that. And then about 2 minutes later, I was working on her, and she says, I think I know the answer. I said, what? She says, I think it's God's way of letting us know that we need each other.
That is super cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's so true. It's so amazing to be able to give love to others in so many different ways and so many different facets. I mean, it was cool. We have a new massage therapist on board with us, and she was saying, you know, this is the way that I spread love, and I love people, is just by being able to care for them in this way. So it's so important for us to, you know, be getting body work. If you have stress, you know, in your neck, in your mid-back, this influences the area of your nervous system that affects your immune system. So getting therapeutic work, getting massage, getting chiropractic can help to decrease stress and help to support the immune function. So this is really important.
And there are so many great body workers and massage therapists and chiropractors and physical therapists in this town, and healers, people that want to come from their heart, put their hands on someone with an intention, with a purpose to make them better. And so I encourage you to find your people. Of course, we would love to have you come to Health and Balance downtown across the street from the library. We've been here since 87. But there are so many great people, so many great providers. And, you know, I would just say, you know, keep yourself sanitized and clean. But it's not scary. If everything is taken care of and sanitized and clean, you can still get body work.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Yeah, it's important to get the care you need and the care that you need and keep yourself healthy. So one thing that's really cool about the adjustment is just the way that it supports healthy immune function. I think it's so fascinating what it actually does to the immune system in the body.
Well, is this just an idea that chiropractic doctors and Chinese medicine, because Chinese medicine doctors have been adjusting the spine and the body for over 3,000 years. And it just basically got to America in the late 1800s. And Dr. Palmer was the first one that adjusted someone. But, I mean, is this just an ideology? Is it just this idea that there's this euphoric, wonderful thing that happens when you get adjusted? Or is there actually science behind it, research that actually shows some of these things that seem like claims, maybe even seem like non-scientific claims? That's why I think it's so important to have research behind you.
Mm-hmm. It's so important. Yep. It gives the stability and the foundation to what's actually happening in the body.
How about a couple of them?
All right. I love it.
Like, for example, the Journal of Osteopathic Medicine in 2011 found that spinal adjustments increase your IgA by 139%, which increases immunity and decreases the risk of infections. So IgA is a specific immune system protein vital for immune function.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I love that. Another one, there was a study in 2010 in the Chiropractic and Osteopathy Journal, which found that those who received an adjustment had significantly higher IgG and IgM levels post-adjustment compared to control groups. So these markers signify increased immunity. And it also found that they had increased levels of interleukin-2, which regulates the activities of the white blood cells. So these are some fascinating studies here.
Especially now with everybody concerned about their immune system. I mean, if you're getting adjusted, you're going to have a stronger immune system. The science is right there. Ronald Perot at New York's Preventative Medicine Institute, they did a study, and they found that chiropractic patients had 200% greater immune competence than people who had not been receiving chiropractic adjustments, and 400% greater immune competence than other people with cancer or serious diseases. And there's articles on this as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then the last one we'll share here is in 2014, researchers at the University of Madrid Medical School and the Department of Health Sciences at the University of Jean, Spain, found a direct link between chiropractic adjustments and the immune system. They basically found that the mechanical stimulus from the adjustment triggers an increase in neurotensin, oxytocin, and cortisol blood levels. All of these have a direct effect on immune modulation and regulation. So,
I love science. Science really helps.
So these are really some good supporting studies to show that we want to keep our bodies moving, keep our bodies healthy, get adjusted, get body work. And we will go ahead and go to the next song here. Oh, well, actually, we're going to finish off our tips before we go to the end, because our next song is going to be our last song. So lastly, our next tip is to let your food be your medicine. Food is so, so important to boost your wellness and keep yourself healthy. So here are some healthy foods to implement your cooking throughout the holidays.
And make sure they're organic. Even yes. Costco now sells organic produce and foods. Get your grass-fed meats without antibiotics and hormones. Try to get really good quality food. Especially, you know, it's hard to do when you're eating out, but some of the local restaurants actually carry grass-fed organic meat and wild fish instead of farmed fish, mm-hmm. those kind of things.
So here are some really good foods to implement in your cooking throughout the holiday season. You want to add garlic, which helps to kill bacteria, organic eggs, which contains B12, pumpkin seeds containing zinc, raw yogurt that has live probiotics, citrus fruits, which are a great source of vitamin C, and decrease your caffeine and alcohol because these increase the body acidity. So those are some good tips. Lastly, our last tip would just be,
well, I would just say this. One thing is, if you put a little bit of organic lime or lemon in that water, it does taste a little better to me. Not too much, but it will also help prevent the formation of kidney stones.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So lots of good food. Let your food be your medicine here during this holiday season. And lastly, we want to end off with just saying our last tip is to be grateful. We are so grateful to be here today. And gratitude is just the only way, really, to live your life that leads to abundance and joy and love and all the beautiful things. So we just encourage you to take stock of what you're grateful for. We have Thanksgiving coming up, which is such a great time to reflect on the beautiful things in your life. And
make a list, check it twice, and find out who's really loving in your life. You know, write down what you're grateful for. Write down who you love. Focus on that. Think back during the, you know, at night. You know, what was the best part of my day? What did I learn today? And what do I want to share and give tomorrow?
So good. So we are going to go ahead and sign off here. Thank you so much for joining us for this wonderful hour. We want to thank KXFM Radio. In terms of being grateful, we are so grateful for this radio here, what they do in our town, this nonprofit that supports local businesses and allows us to have amazing groovy tunes throughout our day. They're so wonderful. Thank you, KXFM Radio, for having us on today. And we just encourage you, all of you who are listening, please help support them. and donate to kxfmradio.org. All right, you guys, signing off. Here we go. Thanks for being with us today.
Walk along the river. Short.